Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Okay, y'all, it's June the 21st. Now, do you know what date that is? That's Father's Day. It's the day for us to acknowledge all the wonderful dads in our life. And I'm in here in the studio today with my eldest son, Jamie. And I would bet, Jamie, that Father's Day now has a new meaning for you, doesn't it, son?
Yeah, Mom, you know, Jack's 9 years old this year, so I've had
nine
Father's Days, and Maddie just turned four, so I've had two boys on Father's Day now for the past 4 or 5 years, and it's a very special day. But I tell you, for me, Mom, every day is Father's Day. Every day I wake up, and I feel those little hands on me, and you know, and I'm making lunch, or Brooke and I are running errands. Every second is so precious, and I think I realize that because I started as a father a little bit later in my life, so
yes.
I don't take not one second for granted. And so every day is Father's Day, but this month we do take time to pause and really kind of appreciate Dad, and you know, that just means Daddy can sit on the sofa and watch sports all day. You know, it's not like Mother's Day. It's the day that Dad doesn't get chewed on for watching golf.
You know, I don't know if I buy all that because I suspect that you don't get to sit anywhere for very long. You know, something was so sad this past weekend. Joe and Jill Biden's son passed away at the age of 46 from brain cancer. And Joe said something that really resonated to me. He said, when your child turns out better than you, you know that you have been a successful parent. And I understand exactly what he was saying because I feel like I've experienced the same thing with you and Bobby. It's a wonderful feeling.
Well, for some kids, that's a short trip.
But, you know, I can truthfully say that I am so proud that I think you and Bobby turned out better than me. And that's what we all want for our children. We want them to have better situations. We want everything better in their life.
Thanks, Mom. But everybody, Bobby and I got all the love and support that you and Dad could give. You know, we got everything
yes.
that y'all could give. And that's enough. You know, people make excuses for challenges that they face in their life. But, you know, at some point, people have to take responsibility for themselves. And you've
yes.
set a good example for us. And Daddy set a good example for us. And you know, we're just small town, simple people, you know, that
yeah.
that just want to live a simple, good life. You know, we
yes.
like to go to church. We like to
yes.
take care of people. We like to cook. We like to share. We like to serve. And so it's a simple life, you know, and when it boils down to it, sometimes that's the best life.
You know, I'm with you on that, son. Yesterday, Michael and I had all four of our children over to celebrate a belated birthday for Michelle, Michael's daughter, and we had the best time watching all the children play, and Matthew and Henry, their first cousins, and they love each other so much. It was a very simple but rewarding day. I love Sundays, especially when all of our children are there. So, son, tell me, you're leaving for New York City this afternoon.
Yep, Bobby and I, we're going up to New York. We're filming some promotion stuff for our new television project on the Food Network.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. So Bobby and I are kind of picking back up where we left off 8 years ago when we did Road Tasted.
Yes.
I'm traveling around the country. You know, we were visiting small businesses. Uh-huh. And it's the first time I'd ever been to California, you know, that I'd been to Seattle. So it was such an awesome experience for Bobby and I. Brooke and I had just gotten married. She was actually pregnant with Jack.
Yeah. Y'all had been married a few years, though.
We'd been married just a year, yeah.
Just a year when she got pregnant with Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't realize y'all
had just been married. No moss grow on my back, Mama. I started late. I don't have time to sit around.
I know. You know, that's what I tell everybody. They said, aren't you going to retire? And I said, heck no. I didn't go to work until I was 42.
I wanted to be a daddy before I looked like a granddaddy. I didn't have no time to waste. So, you know, Bobby and I had a great time, and it was a tremendous success for the network, and they asked us to come back and do some more. We shot 13, and you know, this is why I am the kind of dad that I am. I did not want to travel with the imminent birth of Jack. He's my first child, and we have our restaurant here, and so I didn't feel like I had to chase television fame to make me complete as a person. So it was a tough decision for me because it affected Bobby, but you know, I wouldn't trade those first few years of Jack at the house, not for anything in the world. And I always felt like if it was the Lord's plan for me, I would have the opportunity to do it again. And I've subsequently done a couple of different projects for the Food Network.
Yes.
I did Home for Dinner a couple of years ago that I actually shot with my family. That was a tremendous
amount of fun. And people loved that show.
It was a really successful show, I think, as well.
We shot it out at Tybee.
Yep, we shot for 2 seasons. And, you know, and that kind of went away. You know, the format's really changing a lot where there's not as much stand and stir in the kitchen instruction as there used to be.
Yeah.
There's a small...
And I miss that.
Yeah, there's a small window for it, but they've got super talented people that have covered that up.
Yes.
And it was a cute show. And now... when I got the opportunity to do this again, to go back out with Bobby, it's kind of, you know, a nice bookend for us. Both my boys are in school now, and I feel like, you know, it's a real blessing and an opportunity that I'm ready to do. And of course, if we film some more this summer, I'll be able to bring my family with me. So, you know, it'll
be an experience for them. Well, I have to say, Jamie, you showed me the sizzle reel the other day from y'all's new show. And it was, I think, the best sizzle reel I have ever seen on promoting any show.
Not that you would be biased towards your two boys at all.
I am not one bit prejudiced. Not one bit prejudiced. Y'all are fabulous. Y'all, I think you're going to love it. You know, Jamie and Bobby have a chemistry together like no other. So I know the Food Network is so happy to be able to recapture that.
Well, you know, I was excited when they asked me, and it was... You know, everything comes around in its own time. So we'd love for everybody to watch it. We had fun, and we're again talking to small business owners and multi-generational businesses. And that's what I get the biggest kick out of. When we were a very small business and we had the opportunity to go on television, it had such an influence on our business. So I know what it means for these people.
Isn't that wonderful?
And they're just so excited.
To be able to draw that attention to these entrepreneurs with these great little businesses. They started probably like you and Bobby and I did, on a shoestring.
Yep. So y'all look around. The first week of July, there'll be some, Bobby and I will be appearing on a couple of the daytime shows.
Oh, good.
The first week of July, promoting
our
show. All
right, what day will that be on? Will it be on a Saturday or?
I don't know. I think it's a nighttime thing, Mom.
Oh, good. Prime time. Yay.
Yeah, I have no idea, though.
Yay. I'm actually related to somebody that's going to have a prime time show. Yay. That was something I never had.
Well, we did our specials, you know, that came on in the evening.
Yeah.
We did some specials together that were a lot of fun.
That's wonderful, son. I'm so happy for you. And speaking of happy, I want you to look at Gus. You know, he's hypnotized by shadows. And the shadows are so intense here in the sound room. Look at him. He's trying to bite the shadow of your foot. It doesn't take much to make Gus happy.
Gus is a good dog.
Gus is a great dog. Brooke told me yesterday, she said, Paula, I believe he might be the best dog I have ever seen.
He's a worker dog, that's for
he
sure.
Is a
He'll
worker
chase a
dog.
Ball till he drops.
And on top of all the children yesterday, Bobby and Claudia brought Coco, who is bad. She is bad. She is bad. She won't come when you call her.
Coco, no. That's her name.
Coco, no is her name. And you brought your two. So let's see. We had 3, 4, 6 dogs running through the house like crazy, along with 4 wild boys.
Yep. It's just about par for the course around y'all's house.
I
know it. I know it. I don't know which to tend to first.
But you did a bowl. We had the potatoes were delicious, and we had some sausage, and we had some crab legs that you'd had in your freezer, and Michael boiled some peanuts, and it's definitely summertime. Matthew loves boiled peanuts. He'll eat them all day long. Corn was so good.
Fresh corn. Henry and Maddie ate 2 pieces of corn apiece, and after we ate, y'all, we have, what is that little green thing called that we use to haul stuff in?
The little gator, the little tractor, yeah.
Well, it's like a little, kind of a small Jeep.
It's like a jacked up golf cart. It's got a truck bed on the back of it, and it goes fast. And
well, I asked Jack yesterday. I said, "Sonny boy, do you think you could drive that gator?" And he said, "Well, I drive a go kart, and I think I could." So I said, "Well, if Guinea'll get in with you, you want to try it?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." So he drove that little gator all over the yard, and Jamie, it was so funny, he didn't even see it, but when we were headed towards the garage, he was one hair from hitting all the trucks, and he never saw it. You couldn't have put a hair between the gator and that truck.
Was my wife's truck up there, or?
No, it was
okay.
Our green work truck.
All right.
But he never realized how close he came to wrecking us both.
So I've been trying to push back from the table for a few weeks, getting ready for my big network promotion tour, and got blown out of the crock pot yesterday.
Oh, we had this was our meal, y'all. I made Michelle a fresh strawberry cake for her birthday cake. We had crab legs, and right now you can find, I think they were labeled gourmet white potatoes at the grocery store. Well, they're a potato with a light, real thin tan skin, and they make the best baked potatoes, boiled potatoes. They are just fabulous. So I boil those, and I boil fresh corn on the cob, and had fresh cucumbers and onions out of the garden, and I made Mama's mayonnaise biscuits that were so good. And what else did we have? Was that it?
All I had was...
And a lot of butter.
Yeah, all I had was... I had 3 mayonnaise biscuits, 5 pieces of sausage, and covered it all with cane syrup.
I know. I saw your plate. You came over and showed it to me, and I thought, oh, my goodness.
Oh, so good.
Your daddy yourself. That was
your
daddy's
kind of... Well, I picked crab legs for 3 people for 45 minutes before I got to eat, so I was sick of crab by the time
we got
to it.
I was trying to help you. I was trying to help you, and that was first time Jack had ever had crab legs, you know, with the butter on the side and everything. And so each bite he took, he dipped it in that real butter. And when he got through eating, he said, "Daddy, I feel like I'm going to be sick." He ate so much butter.
I told him that I went to a crab place with his Uncle Bobby about 15 years ago. And we sat there. We were young, single men then. We were eating and drinking, and we walked out the front door, and Bobby threw up right in the parking lot. He said he probably had 10 cups of beer and 2 cups of butter, and his stomach didn't know which one to get rid of first.
Where was that?
It was at an old place off of 95 here in Savannah that's been closed for a long time. We went out there with a bunch of friends, and I think that might be the time that a palmetto bug flew off the ceiling and landed on our table, and it never slowed us down. A palmetto bug, y'all, is the big giant
cockroach
that we have here.
I'd say you just told
Getting
that roach.
Bad eye. It was all you could eat. We were just like, "Somebody please come get this roach and bring me another basket."
Because we're not sharing our crab legs. Well, son, I've enjoyed being with you today so much. Once again, I can't wait for y'all to see my boys' new show. It's so transparent. You can see that they're honestly having such fun being with these small, unknown little restaurants that serve up great stuff. It's really 100% all American.
Yeah, we're kind of going off the beaten path. We spent 5 or 6 days in Louisiana and never went into New Orleans. So, you know, we're going into the smaller nook and cranny places.
Yes.
I appreciate you having me, Mom. You figured out the one way to get me to sit still for 20 minutes.
I know it. This is amazing, y'all. My son, who I couldn't get to go to bed until 5 o'clock, and Harley couldn't get him out of bed before 3 in the afternoon. It's just hard to believe that that's the same son that never stops now. Well, I enjoyed you being here in the studio with me so much, son. I've been trying to get Jamie with his crazy schedule in here for a good while now.
I don't have a crazy schedule, Mom. I got crazy kids. I got a crazy family. I appreciate you having me, Mom. Sorry I got to duck out. You know, Bobby's going to step in. He's going to take a few phone calls. But I got to go, y'all. I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
Y'all take care
Day.
Of your daddies because they take care of us.
Yes.
Love
yes.
you, Mama. Thank you.
I love you too, son. But listen, Bobby's on that same plane as you.
He doesn't have two kids to take care of.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Remember, I'm the good son.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too, son. Have a great, safe trip. And I know that you and Bobby are going to be wonderful. And y'all are all wonderful out there. Thank y'all for tuning in and sharing some time with us. And much love and best wishes out there to all you fathers. You know, have you found yourself always being predictable? Surprises are exciting, and right now, Pro Flowers is here to help us. You can show that special person how much you care with an exclusive offer for my listeners. 100 spring blooms plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Plus, they're throwing in a box of gourmet chocolates. You can double the blooms for just $9.99 more. That's 200 blooms, a vase, and chocolates for just $29.98. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. Now, the only way to get this exclusive deal for my listeners is go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in cookie. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in cookie.
It's time again for Paula's Quick Tips.
You know, seasoning is a word we hear a lot with cast iron cookware. To properly season a cast iron pan, it has to be rubbed with a solid shortening and heated. You can do this two ways. You can rub them down with shortening, put them in an oven on low heat, and every time you walk in the kitchen, just flip the oven back on, repeating this process until it's well seasoned. Or you can heat your pan up on the stove until it's smoking hot and then rub it down with shortening and let it cool. Repeat this step a few times and you'll be ready to go. Be sure and clean your pan after every use with a non-abrasive pad or sponge, and y'all are ready to cook another day. You know, everybody knows I'm a Southern girl and grits are in my blood. Well, when I was writing my desserts cookbook, I created a delicious new grits recipe. Key lime grits pie, y'all. Now, you can top off the pie with a fluffy meringue, but one of my favorites is to use just a fresh sweetened whipped cream. Don't be afraid to make fresh cream from scratch. It's as simple as mixing 4 parts heavy cream with 1 part sugar. The trick is making sure you beat it until you see stiff peaks. Refrigerate it until you're ready to top off your pie. You know what? I think you're gonna wanna eat my key lime grits pie for breakfast, lunch, and dessert. You know, so often we have leftovers in our kitchen that can be transformed into a wonderful soup with just a few steps. You know, one of my favorites is a tried and true, is sweet bean soup. All it takes is some leftover baked beans, smoked sausage, and a few other things, and you're gonna have a great bowl of soup worthy for a little cornbread dipping. And no matter what kind of soup you decide to make, you might see that there's a little excess grease on the surface. Well, I got a remedy for that too, y'all. Just take your lettuce leaf or two, swirl it through the soup, discard, start with a fresh leaf, keep doing that until it's done the job. If you're looking for a little bite of something sweet that's just gonna add a little sunshine to your day, well, you have to try my orange blossom cupcakes. Just bake the cupcakes in the mini tins, and then you're gonna dip them in a savory orange glaze. And when I make these, I have to admit, folks, I actually double dip them. The more glaze, the better. And not only is the orange juice a key ingredient, but orange zest adds an extra punch of flavor. So always throw you in a little zest. It's going to give you more complex flavors than just the juice. Plus, you can use it for decoration. Just peel or grate a little zest to add a little accent color to your dish. And remember, just wash that fruit first. You know, it's simple, folks. There's one herb that should be a must-have in your kitchen. It grows all year round. I use it in everything from fresh lemonade to cucumber salad, even chocolate brownies. You certainly can't have a mojito without this one. If you hadn't guessed it yet, it's mint. Mint leaves will brighten and cool all your dishes. You've got so many varieties of mint to choose from, like peppermint, spearmint, sweet mint. There's even a chocolate and orange mint. And speaking of chocolate, just pick you off a beautiful mint leaf, swirl it through melted chocolate. It makes for a perfect after-dinner mint to cleanse your palate, or it's all so beautiful sitting on top of that little cupcake.
Join us each week for 5 super easy tips that'll make your life in the kitchen so much easier and more fun.
I am so fortunate. My youngest son, Bobby Dean, has popped in for his second podcast. Hey, darling.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I had so much fun with you the other day when you came in and did a podcast with me. You know, every time we do one of these podcasts, we get a lot of folks calling in with questions. Mm. So this is perfect that you've come back in to be with me today because I thought we'd maybe try to catch up on some of our callbacks and maybe answer some of these questions from folks.
Okay, well, I see that there's some sheets of paper over here.
Okay.
To my left, that appears to be questions for you.
For me?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think that this is for me. Paula, I just love you.
Oh, and I love you too.
Tell me, what is the easiest way to make dirty rice? And what spice would you not do without besides the... Okay, this is a two-part question.
Okay, a two-part question.
Easiest way to make dirty rice.
Okay.
And this is from Barbara Kuhn.
Well, I tell you what, Barbara, to me, in order to make a good dirty rice, you have to have chicken livers. That's the key...
Really?
Yes, that's the key ingredient, son, to a good dirty rice.
Would never have known that.
Why? It's some good old fresh chicken livers. Well, you'd have to ask your great-grandmother, because that's the way she taught me to do it. Chicken livers have such a pronounced flavor, and they crumble up easy, so they get mixed in with the rice really well, and it makes the rice look dirty.
So, what kind of rice would you use, though? Would it be like a...
I just use a long grain.
So what else is in the rice besides the chicken livers?
Oh, my gosh. Onions and bell peppers and, you know, whatever ingredients you feel like it needs.
Okay. Barbara wants to know what's the easiest way to make a dirty rice. So what is the easiest way to make?
Well, the easiest way to make a dirty rice is, and this is super, 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 super easy, is cook you up a pot of 5-minute rice. I mean, you can't mess that up. You'll just want to make sure that you have a nice salty water. Bring it to a boil. Add the proper amount of white rice along with a few tablespoons of butter. And let it sit for 5 minutes and then fluff it with a fork. And you've got a wonderful pot of white rice. Mm-hmm. And at that point, all you would have to do is get you a mess of chicken livers. And you want to make sure they're good and fresh. You would just season them up, salt and pepper them, and scramble them up. You could use a potato masher or your fork, but you would want to scramble them up real good, almost like a sausage, you know, a ground sausage that you were using.
Super fine then.
And saute those off with some onions and some peppers. Add that to your white rice.
That is pretty easy.
And you've got you a nice big serving of dirty rice.
God, I just love rice. I love it. I could eat it all. I try not to eat it that often.
I love rice too.
Just love it.
And I have to tell you, I do not let my cupboard be empty or void of 5-minute rice. I have found that when the grandchildren come over and I need to throw a quick meal together, that 5-minute rice is just such an easy solution for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What spice would you not do without besides salt, pepper, and garlic?
Okay,
Which is pretty much the three that...
I was going to say...
The only ones that you can't live without.
You know, Barbara, I guess it would have to be Italian seasonings. And two, that's cheating because it really consists of about 4 spices, but you know, one canister of Italian seasoning can take you a lot of places.
Yeah.
And of course, our house seasoning, we mix it up by the gallon bucket, which is 1 cup of salt, 1/2 cup of black pepper, 1/4 cup of garlic powder.
Well, don't tell them exactly what.
Oh yeah, I do. And we mix those 4 ingredients together, and that's what we use to season all of our pots of vegetables with.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd definitely be house seasoning and Italian herbs. Yep. I can take those a long, long way.
Barbara also wanted to know, how do you know what spice to put on what, such as chicken, pork, and beef?
Well, son, I've been blessed that I guess maybe I got to work with your great-grandmother, my grandmother Paul, so much, it became instinctive to me. But if it doesn't come instinctive to you, whatever spice you're looking at, flip over the bottle, and it will usually have recommendations for this is good on chicken or this is good on fish. So until you hone your instincts, always rely on what the bottle or the jar recommends.
That's good advice. And I would say, Barbara, this is Bobby Dean. I would say that I've learned with chicken, pork, and beef that salt, pepper, and garlic powder work nicely on all three of those.
Yes. You can't go wrong with those three. But I
together.
Have, together. Absolutely together. But
that works for chicken, beef, pork, and probably even some fish.
But in the last few years, son, to our house seasoning, I've also added the onion powder.
Yep.
Because that takes it to, you know, one more level. Well, I want to thank y'all all today for kind of sitting in and being a part of our conversation. And until next week, you know, you can go to pauladean.com to hear the podcast or submit your questions. So y'all have a blessed week. And until next week, best dishes and love, y'all. Bobby, did you know that Home Chef is a meal delivery service? Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, let me tell you something, son. This is great. These people send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with the perfectly portioned premium ingredients, the spices, the sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. It's great.
So they do all the prep work for you?
Yeah, they do it all.
Well, then what do I have to do?
Cook the meals. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop. Or how about Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce?
Mm.
Yes, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few out of the boxes that Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much of the hassle out of prep time. You know, I'd love for you to try it. I think it's great.
Does sound great, Mama. Where do I get it?
Oh, gosh, it's so easy, Bobby. All you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Dean. That's homechef.com/PaulaDean. Or you can use the promo code Paula Dean at the checkout. And guess what else, Bobby?
What's that?
You're going to get a $30 discount off your first box. And guess what else?
What?
That helps promote your mama's podcast. Pro Flowers is here to help you, son, and a lot of men out there like yourself. All you have to do is call Pro Flowers right now, and you're going to get 100 spring blooms plus a free glass vase for only $19.99.
Wow.
Yeah, and listen to this. Plus, they're throwing in a box of gourmet chocolates. Now, that's 100 spring blooms, a free vase, and a box of chocolates all for $19.99. But, Bobby, if you really want to go big, you can double the blooms for just $9.99. That's 200 blooms, son. A vase and chocolates for $29.98. Now, you know Claudia Dean would go crazy over that.
What woman wouldn't love that?
That's right. So listen, son, I want you to be unpredictable, be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. So Pro Flowers even guarantees their flowers will last her 7 full days, Bobby, or you get your money back. You know, and they have all kind of arrangements to choose from. But you'll see their best deals when you use your mama's code.
What is that?
Okay, I wanted to know if you wanted to know what my code was. The only way to get this exclusive deal for my listeners is go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone on the top right corner, and type in, you want to know what the secret word is?
What is it?
Cookie. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in cookie.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.